Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Starship Sofa. Everybody, welcome, hello and welcome to Oral Delights, a Hugo special, a Hugo Awards special. As you know, Starship Sofa is in there for Best Fanzine. Will we win it? Who can tell? Anyway, this show is a little bit different from the normal run-of-the-mill shows on Starship Sofa. What I'm going to do is just really follow the events that are coming out on the Hugo Awards, the Cover It Live, done by Cheryl Morgan. So really, all I'm going to do is just kind of watch what Cheryl's putting out and, you know, relay the details of who's won, who's lost. It's going to be, what I'm thinking is, it's going to be a little bit of a biased show because I really, really want, you know, it's not going to be, I'm not going to cover this in a way that's an even keel, do you know what I mean? It's down the middle. I've got certain people I want to win, do you know what I mean? So That's who I'm gonna root for. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, Peter Watts is the island. I would love that to win. You know, Peter Watts, great writer, fantastic writer, and you know, just an amazing guy. I've turned out, you know, it's funny how when I first kind of got introduced to Peter Watts was through Blindsight. I didn't like that book, and he's never let us forget it. Do you know what I mean? But we turned out to be kind of really good friends. And, you know, like I say, I'm rooting for Peter Watts. I'm rooting for Jonathan Strahan as well to win for best, I think his best editor short form. So that will be, I'm kind of rooting for Jonathan as well. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm following on live coverage on Cheryl's feed, this convention reporter, which is, you know, Cheryl does this day in, day out at all the kind of awards. And it's just, what she does is amazing, you know what I mean? It must cost a fortune as well, do you know what I mean? So that's, you know, just to fly all around the world. And then actually, bloody Cheryl's been knocked on the head, being kicked out of bloody the USA. She's gone go to the USA ones anymore. But hopefully we'll get to Cheryl all the time on Starship Sofa. She's actually going to do some interviews as well later on, so I can put in the feed later on. So we'll just wait and see. So let's just sit ourselves down and see what's coming. And there might be some swear words, do you know what I mean? All I'm doing is kind of watching this feed, and maybe my emotions might run a little bit out of control. So we'll just get the fracks and the fracking all out now, because that, you know, they might start. Who can tell? So I'm going to pull up the list of Hugo nominees. Let's see who. I think it'll start off. I think actually, it'll start off. Starship Sova's category might come up Best Fanzine pretty early in the day. Do you know? So you know, it might come, the John W. Campbell Award might come in kicking straight away. Then Best Fan Artist, and then we have Best Fan Zine. Then it's Fan Writer that'll come up. This is the way I'm thinking anyway. Best Semi-Pro Zine, Best Professional Artist, Best Editor, Short Form, Best Editor Long Form, Best Dramatic Presentation, Short Form, Breast. Where the hell's that coming from? So, Long Form, Best Graphic Story, Best Related Book. Yes, I've certainly got a favourite in there. This is me, Jack Fanzak. I forgot to mention the Best Fan Write as well. It will be... Who's in that? It's Frederick Paul. Do you know what I mean? Which would be amazing. Graphic Story. I've mentioned that. Best Short Story. Now, I'm probably going to, you know, I'm going to go biased again. I'm going to go for Bridesicle, Will McIntosh. I don't know if will he win, will he not? I'm not too sure, but let's hope. Then Peter Watts would like to win that. I'm stuck on the Best Novella. Shambling Towards Hiroshima and Act One, Nancy Kress and James Morrow with the Shambling Towards Hiroshima, hopefully. You know, I don't know which one. I'm a little bit mixed with that one. Best Novel. I'll be China Mayville, I think. Wind Up Girl, Wake, Palmacist, Julian Constock, The City in the City, and Bone Shaker. Those are the ones that are up. Like I say, I've liked City in the City since, you know, I mean, I listened to it on audio and it was just a fantastic book. The audio was amazing, so I'm hoping that one. And like I say, anyone say hello in the Ustream feed. I'm doing this on Ustream as well, so I might be all over the place. I might stop and can't think of what things to say. So let's go. You look at that, sweating like a trooper on Ustream. I'll actually do a few more of the Ustream ones. You know, we actually be able to set them up and do a few for some interviews. You know, some of the writers are kind of clued up and they know what's coming on, you know, or they know how the kind of internet works, you know, and I might be able to certainly get a couple of video interviews done up as well, because Josh is doing the new website soon, so we'll just try and get that put into the feed. Let me just check to make sure everything's working okay. Yes, we're still recording, so hopefully you will get this event recorded. And what intention is to record it now, and hopefully I'm going to put it up live as soon as possible. Do you know, that's my intention. Whether that comes off or not, fingers crossed. So, not long. My God. Start off with the John W. Campbell Award for Best New Writer. There's only really one I know, and that's the Saladin Ahmed, I think that's how you pronounce his name. And that's actually the one I'll be rooting for as well. So we'll just have to wait and see. Oh, man, who's nervous? Who's a nervous kid? I've got a coffee here and I'll spill this all over the bloody place as well. A fresh coffee. Actually, I put a link on Ustream where I get my coffee. Have a look back. And what I should do, I'll record this Ustream as well. And so I've got it actually recording. Let me find out where I do that record. Start recording. So this is the Hugos. Recording the Hugos. My God. Starships over in the Hugo Awards. That's actually a bit scary. Lights going down. Merle Lafferty says the lights going down. Cheryl Morgan's there. This could be it. Oh, you fuckers. Oh man, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Get it, can over with. That's what I want to do now. Get it over with. Bloody drink me coffee and just hopefully go with it. Catherine Doherty is introducing the ceremony. Actually, there's actually a video webcam as well, live at the awards ceremony. And I don't know how the awards, not the awards, the actual whole Aussie cons went. We'll have to get the Cheryl on to see, you know, has it been run well, you know. So I've got Toastmasters still up there, Garth Nix. I've tried to get a couple of stories for him. Grant's trying to get a couple of stories. And, well, I don't know, he's just nearly there, nearly not there. And just that Grant is actually representing, Grant Stone is representing Starship Sofa over there as well. So Grant's the one, if there's anything he's got to do, he's got to stand up and pick it up. It's got to be Grant. People, Merle Lafferty says, people cheering Garth Nix. So it's nice, you know, it's done. And hats off to Cheryl Morgan and actually Merle Lafferty as well, who are kind of writing this up and sorting out. You know what I mean? It's excellent. He's just following it here, there. It's all cool. Come on. Well, there's D's in the Ustream. I've been talking to D today as well. You just got to look out for Starship Sofa's Volume 2 as well. Oh, it's all kicking off. Right. Apparently, Cheryl says Kevin is rebooting the video, so I don't know if the videos went down over there from the awards ceremony. Actually, John Kilmer's viewing this as well in America. John was actually the winner last year from the fanzine award as well. So best fanzine he won. He actually put himself, I think, into the semi-prozine category this year, but he didn't get through. So we will just have to wait and see. And there's the thing as well, what happens that, you know, next year, do we actually even put in for it? Do we go for it? Because we might have a shop up and running then, you know what I mean? So that's really when you're out of best fanzine, or do I just leave the shop off again? Who can tell? Let's get this kin deal over with. We have, who else we got in the, Ustream there, it's all happy. Hello everyone in Ustream. Right, yeah, actually, it looks like it's a bit flaky that you, someone want to go and stick in, I'm not going to do it, stick in this web address in the Hugo Ceremonies live coverage, let people watch me waffle on. I dare you. Right, it can't be too long now. Hugo Awards. First up, I think, will be the John W. Campbell Award. This was the one last year where Gord Seller was in for it as well, and Gord missed out. I can't remember. Oh, it was... I forgot his name now. So, but it was Gord that was in last year, and I was rooting for Gord. Maybe I'm the wrong one. When I kind of want people to win, I'm a little bit unlucky when it comes to that. So picking people who win and things. And actually, you know, it's just starting to, you know, get things going here. When the actual announcements come, they go pretty fast. Do you know what I mean? So we'll just have to wait and see if I can actually keep up. Do you know what I mean? I'm in floods of tears. One way or the other, you'll find out who's bloody won. But I remember when we did the narrations, they were fair rattled out, do you know what I mean? But this time, maybe it might be a little bit longer, I was just thinking there, because people's got to make speeches, I guess. So that might take a little bit of time. In the Ustream, it's Darren from the forums. Darren's asking where's me tux. This is the closest I've got, Darren. I've got a shirt with a little bit of a tassel on, sporting a little bit of a tassel number. That's it. That's a Northern tux. A shirt. Got me shirt on. Probably the speech, the opening speech by Garth Nix is still going on. So, oh, look at that. Christy, you little cheeky bugger. She's went and stuck in. She's done it. Oh, Christy, you'll get your fingers slapped. She's put in the feed, Starship Sofa's feed for the nomination. So, fingers crossed, Starship Sofa. Best fucking fanzine. My God. Hello, Shadow. She's saying waves to Tony. I better say something, you know what I mean, just to make sure. Now, I can't, I'm a man, so it's hard to type and talk at the same time. Eee, man, terrified. Bloody hell. Here we go, is it? We will just have to wait and see. And like all the newcomers that have just kind of jumped on there, if there might be a couple of swear words, you know what I mean? I'm an emotional guy, there might be tears or anything, so I'm not too sure how it's going to go, but we'll just have to wait and see. But dear me. Bobby, just picking up me cup there for my coffee. It's the cup's actually shaking when I'm putting it to my bloody lips. So it's this build up, it's so close. We'll just have to wave. Oh, actually, yes, Dragon Con, there's a special room there, and there's a Hugo breakfast going on at Dragon Con. So, oh, there's Mer saying hello, Starship. So, hello, Mer. Fantastic. She's been actually lovely to Starships over there, over at Escape Pod as well. Fantastic. Anyway, it's getting close. We have 21 views there on Ustream. 21 people are looking at me. Can anyone see, just out of curiosity, pictures in the background? They're mine. Added them. Not too keen on. Actually, the wife loves the thing, the two that look the similar. That trees ones, I painted that. And actually, that other one's not mine. That city one, but that big tree thing's mine. Anyway, got a few of them kicking around the house. Big tree pictures. It's when I used to. When I used to do a lot, you know. Oh, in here, she loves the tree thing. Thank you. Right, Garth's speech is done, so we might be getting kind of near to the bloody announcement. It is 8:10 down there in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. So, what time is it here? It is 11:10. I'm not too sure. It must be kind of breakfast time in America, round about that time, all over America, different times. We will have to wait and see. Someone tell us what time it is in America. Yeah, they're having a little bit of a trouble with the video stream. Actually, I'm not watching their video stream, but it's 2 minutes off from being live, which is... A little bit hard to watch. Now we get to a video of the 2009 nominees. This is where good picks of Paolo Bajalubi and Kat Vellante. So they must be showing different pictures. I think, oh Christ, I had to send a photograph of me in as well. Deary me. Time to, you know, scream and hide. So what's happening now? It still looks like the feed is playing the pictures. According to the feed, the pictures of the actual nominees. Is it the 2009 nominees? Because it says there, Mercy in 2009 nominees. Or is it the 2010? Or is that last year's? Who can tell? Anyways. There's actually... There's a video up there as well that's just come through on YouTube watching it as well. So here we go. It's, you know, I mean, I've been there when we're doing the kind of video, and the video is a dance. It's bloody awkward. You've got to kind of know your onions, you know, and I'm actually doing it through Ustream here. But I remember when we used to try and have a go a couple of times, it's trying to get all the sound qualities right, because you've got to take into consideration the other people that are in on the conversation, and they might have their speakers switched on and their browsers. Oh, it's a right little nightmare. And actually, when you listen to this on my feed going out as a podcast, it might be echoey or anything like that. I'm not too sure. Because when I was listening back, when I was doing a couple of tests, it was a little bit echoey. Now, apologies for that if it is. So it is so close to now. That's me heart. Cheryl's just put up a Ustream channel Worldcon. So yeah, it's for 2009 in Cavan says. So where have I gotten 2000? I know 2010, but is that I couldn't see. I'm on the pot. So we are live from Whitburn. North, where is Whitburn? Just to give anyone who's listening, Whitburn is, I'm about less than a quarter of a mile, really, just a few hundred yards from the coast, on the northeast coast of England. You know, lovely little kind of, I would say a fishing village, but it's maybe used to be a fishing village, but, you know, not no more. But it's a very lovely kind of area where I'm blessed to be living in this area. I'm lovely walks. We've got two dogs there, two Dobermans, if anyone knows that. Darren said, wrong side of the river. There's only one right side, Darren said, and I'm living on it. But that's where I am, you know. So no, Google it, Whitburn. Very, very nice little place there. Right, oh, I've got Mercy in the scenes from Up, Avatar, Caroline, Star Trek, Coraline, sorry, Watchmen, and all the Dollhouse. So I wonder if they've stuck my face up yet. Well, actually, probably not, because that is presentation long form. So if they're starting at the top, and then working down that way. Do you know what I mean? So, who do I want? Like I say, I've mentioned it before. I'm rooting for Jonathan Strahan. That would be fantastic. You know what I mean? He's great, funny, and you know, and he's actually, what I like about Jonathan Strahan as well, he certainly doesn't take his kind of himself too seriously. You know what I mean? He's been in these awards a few times. You know what I mean? And many times. And you know, even he says now, you know what I mean? It's kind of, he calls himself distant, dismal. You know, he came last, I think, one time, which, you know, it's just, you know what I mean, just even get nominated is an amazing thing. And I think that's, you know, with Jonathan, he was more than happy with that, you know. And like I say, even for Starship Sova, just, I think, honestly, if we don't win this, that's great. You know what I mean? It's one of them things. I'm just so happy to be nominated. That's, to me, has been like such a goal, is to get Starship, so you know, the first podcast to be nominated for a Hugo, that means so much. You know, that would have been for me a little bit, you know, if trying for the running and we didn't get nominated, then, you know what I mean, I might have been a little bit, oh, damn it. But to win would be a, you know, I mean, bloody hell, you kind of get no better. But to be nominated is, for me, winning. Do you know what I mean? That's been great. All this now is just more icing on the cake. You know what I mean? Just to be involved in it. Just to, you know, have Grant down there and, you know, representing Starship Sova. It's put Starship Sova on the map, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? Our figures have doubled these last couple of weeks in, you know, download figures. It's been just tremendous, you know. So, and it, what else? You know, it can't really, it certainly hasn't hurt. You know what I mean? I've had so many well-wishers and everything, you know what I mean? So, about doing this, it's just been fantastic. Mary Robinette Cowell has just said hello from Atlanta. I think is it Dragon Con as well. So they're having like a breakfast time there. What's Just out of curiosity, what time is it in America? In, say, what time will it be in New York and Inkhaven, California now? Is it getting close to decent time? I'll have to wait and find out. Cheryl Morgan has just said, welcome to DragonCon, end of our coverage. Who have you got there, Mer? End of our coverage? Oh, I wonder if they've been covering DragonCon as well. Inkhaven, it is. Oh, that's right. It's 3 in the morning in California and 6 in the morning in New York. Oh, and 5 in the morning for the DragonCon folks. You know, I wonder how many actual people is in DragonCon. You know, watching this. 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got to be dedicated, or you've got to be in it. You've got to be up for an award. So, video, Merlaffert says, video over. That was amazing. So, Big Heart Awards coming up. Now, what's the Big Heart Award? No idea. Anyone know in Ustream what the Big Heart Award is? Not too sure. But it looks like the awards are starting to come through there now. Oh, Atlanta is 6:15, Inkhaven says. Well, it's actually, God, it's only minutes away from, you know, from this bloody... I should just hurry up. This isn't good for the health, man. It isn't good for the health. You will. I'll just put another little copy and paste into the Twitter. Just to tell everyone that I'm now twitting on Ustream as well as come and watch. Cheryl Morgan says, in the Hugo breakfast over there at DragonCon, Mike Resnick's there, Lou Anders, Eugene Foster. So there's a few there that's kind of up for it. Cheryl Morgan saying waves to John and Lou. Cheryl's also mentioned that the announcements were rushed off and she's missed them. She hasn't typed them up. So, and I don't know what that Big Heart Award was for, but we'll just have to wait and see. Film Guy UK says it's nearly midday here in the UK, whiskey time. Yes. All right, Inkhaven says the Big Heart was begun at the death and in the memory of E. Everett Evans. Triple E, one of the big hearted we have known. One of the big hearted, whatever we've known. So that's E. Everett Evans. I think. Again, Cheryl's having a little bit of trouble with this video. It's probably because, you know, there'll be a lot of people kind of watching and, you know, maybe sucking up the feed and everything like that. So, ho-ho, deary me. Oh, up with gravity, there you go. Matt Sanborn Smith. Matt, how are you doing, sir? What are you doing up this time of the morning? Actually, it'll be Sunday. It isn't it Sunday, so you're all kind of got lie-ins today, which is rather nice. I myself am at work later on tonight, night shift. So there you go. Then I'm off for 3 days. Right. Come on. This must be great listening if you listen to the feed. It's all right when it's live, but when you're listening to the feed, you're thinking, oh, can he talk that long? Oh, yes, I can waffle. So, our good friend Matthew Sanborn Smith said his alarm clock. If anyone's out there, honestly, go over and listen to Hairy Mango podcast. Oh, man, that's what you need, honestly. When you're feeling shitty down, listen to Matt. Do you know what I mean? Just give him a big hug and do rude things to him. Right. Matt's asking if I'm going to be able to function after the category win or lose. Honestly, Matt, I have no idea. I'm not, you know what I mean? I was fine, honestly, right up until kind of now. I've been, you know, I'm being cool. Everything's been ticking over. But the way it's like taking ages for this, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, hurry up and get it over with. And actually, it hasn't. It's only been, I noticed there, a couple of minutes, you know? And so it's Neil Clark's kicking around from Clark's World there. I can see Neil Clark is on the Hugo Award, you know, the Cover It, Cheryl's Cover It. So he'll be, you know, anticipation. He's got quite a number of things, and off the top of my head, he's in Best Semi-Prozine, he's in there as well, and the Best Short Story, he's got two in Best Short Story, Spark, His Junction, and Nero, Non-Zero Probabilities, NK Jemish, no, that's not Jem, Jeminish, Clark's World. So Neil's kind of as anxious as me, I bet. Still the video has trouble honouring Merv Binns now from fandom. Merv says that's what they're doing at the moment, live at the Hugo Award Ceremony down in AussieCon 4. You know, I've been watching, you know, oh, Brian Woods is on. Brian, you've obviously set your alarm as well. Bloody ridiculous time, you getting up in the morning as well. So there's an odd for Merv Binns. I'm not too sure. He's obviously a big in the fandom world. That's how much I kind of know me bloody onions. So there's a big honour just being dished out there to Merv Binns. Merle Lafferty says the Forrest J. Ackerman Big Heart Award to Merv Binns. So maybe that's what it is. And Cheryl Morgan has just said there, Merv has been doing fanzines longer than most of you have been alive. You know, mind you, Cheryl as well, you know what I mean? She's been right in the thick of it in this kind of fanzine world for a long, long, and obviously I don't mean that in a nasty way there, but a long, long time. Yes, the tension is mounting. It is 8:25 over in AussieCon land, Melbourne. What's next then? This is Vixie is asking, what's next? This is on the live coverage. And this is Starship Sova reporting live. And here comes, oh, here we go. This is it kicking off. It's Cheryl Morgan says, here comes the Camel Award presented by John Scalzi and Jay Lake. Time for the Camel Award. My God, it's getting close. God, I'm going to weigh myself. Not even my bloody round. Oh, dear me, here we go. So they must be kind of reading it out and presenters John Scalzi and Jay Lake. And it's nice to actually, I've seen a few photographs as well, you know, and everyone's there. So it's Merle Lafferty says, Scalzi says the Campbell Award is awesome. Scalzi thanks Dell Magazines. Cheryl Morgan says that. This is great having two writers up there, you know, Mer and Cheryl. You know who can tell next year as well? Will Mer be in there with Escape Pod? You know what I mean? Starship Sova has opened the doors. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mary Robinette Cole says the tension mounts here. Well, who can you know, I go quiet because I'm nervous myself. I've got to keep on talking to to do a bloody show to make sure I've got a show going out. Sean Morgan says, Jay is talking about the pins and the tiara. Yes, don't they have to wear a tiara, the winner or something? Because there's a tiara that's been kicking around. So, very close now to finding out the John W. Campbell Award. Fame, fortune, 7-book contract. This is Merle Apley saying this is what the John W. Campbell Award will bring. 10-figure in kind of dollars there, 10-figure sums. And now Campbell pins. Scalzi reads the nominees. All I'm doing here, you know, is just reading what Cheryl and Merle are saying on this kind of live coverage thing, which is actually fantastic. And I guess most people, you know, on Ustream are just watching that as well. Merle Lafferty says the nominees are, I can't even pronounce all them names, Ahmed, Carringer, Gilman, Maguire, Robin, Big Scree for, and the winner is Sheehan. Award goes to Maguire. Yes. Now, I don't know him. So, or her, I don't know if you know. It's an award where I was looking at and thinking, I only know the one person in it. So, Seanan, is that how you pronounce the name? I'm not too sure. But, so it looks like Seanan Maguire. Am I pronouncing that right, anyone in the sofa stream? Because it is known that I do get a number of, oh, it's actually, she's speechless, so it must be a lady. Merle Lafferty says she's speechless, it's very sweet. So that's it, the first one is off. The next one will be, so they are going to go in reverse order. So it'll be the next one will be the best fan artist. And then, geez, where's the best fanzine after that? Then fan writer, that's the one with Frederick Pollin. Then best semi-pro zine, that's the one that's got Clark's World in. Oh, dear, it's getting nervous. Best editor, short form will be next. Then long editor, then the dramatic ones. Graphic story related book, that's Jack Vance. Then best short story, best novelette, best novella, and best novel. You daft sod. So, now I'm actually not too sure. You see, everyone seems to know who this writer is who's won the John W. Campbell Award. I must just have my head buried in Starship Sofa, because I haven't heard, unfortunately. And now the Hugos. Here are, right, we've got Vincent Doherty and Kate Kilgman. And actually it was Kate that would do for, who was doing all the correspondence for me, for, you know, because Starship Sofa was announced. There was a lot of that, you know, communications between myself and her. So it was Kate that I was communicating with. She's actually on stage now with Vincent Doherty. Cheryl Morgan says that Vince has announced that 40% of Aussie Four's members voted. Merle Lafferty says cheering for the Hugo Voter Packet. Big cheer for Kate for organising the Hugo Voter Packet. Yes, like I say, she asked, you know, and I had to put together a little bit of what was going on there. Mary Robinette Cowles just put up a post there saying, we all ran to grab breakfast from the Buffet during the changeover. Yeah, I was actually running to the toilet, but can't do that. Now that we introduced the Hugo Award itself, it's different every year. Yes. Now, actually, I forgot all about this, the actual bloody sculpture, the statue. Oh, God. Vixie says, oh, God, oh, God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. If anyone gets a photograph of it, drop us a link. Do you know what I mean? So we can kind of see that and see what it looks like. Whether I get my hands on one, it's a different kettle of fish. But it would be nice to have a look at it. Cheryl Morgan says, Vincent Doherty's speech will be online later today. Mo Lafferty is saying that they're asking everyone to nominate next year if you're eligible. You know, you kind of, and it's true. Do you know what I mean? You've got to kind of make this possible. So please do that. So the next one, and I've said this before, but I keep forgetting myself there. The next one will be Best Fan Artist. Again, I'm not too sure any of the artists mentioned there, but we will just have to wait and see. But then the one after that is, you know, is the important one for Starship Sofa. Doing that mail thing again, typing and trying to talk at the same time, and it just doesn't work. There. I honestly, I'm that bad. Cheryl Morgan says, the Hugo is very heavy. Cheryl Morgan says, Nick is talking about the design of it, the base design. So if anyone's got a picture of this Hugo Award, you know, send it over to us anyways, you know, with an email, and then like I said, use that for the when I put the feed out. Best Fan Artist is coming up next. So now at the moment talking about this design, this Hugo design, it is Nick. Oh, this is the guy that designed it, Stathopoulos. He's the actual guy that designed it. So we just have to wait and see. God, it's getting so bloody tense. Very, very tense. Oh, hasn't actually been unveiled yet, Cheryl Morgan says. So it must be tense for everyone up there. So we'll just have to wait and see. There's actually apparently, if you look at, she's saying if you check out Jerry Sullivan's Twitter feed, you'll see pictures of it on up there. So apparently it's based on an Aboriginal myth of the rainbow serpent. Anyway, when you think about it, being in Australia and everything, it might have those kind of themes on. Mercy and Art Nouveau, Hugo. Oh, there's a picture of, oh, it looks fantastic. Wow. How cool is that? That looks awesome. It is the picture of the actual rocket, you know, the kind of Hugo rocket, and it's just on this kind of base, metal base. Yes, it looks very nice, that, doesn't it? Wow. Oh, and there is like these like Aboriginal faces pasted into Darren says it's the Starship Sova rocket. It actually looks lovely. Yes, looks actually gorgeous, to be quite honest. That, what a trophy that is. And apparently they're big as well. I'm not too sure how big they are, but, you know, they're a fair old size. And it's all to do with this kind of the Hugo base, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's because, like they say, I guess the rocket is the one that everyone knows. You know, you've just got to make everything else a little bit different. But that is the Hugo base. Very nice. Yes. John Kilmer, who won last year's best fanzine, says a wearsome, awesome. Cheryl's still wondering about the. Oh, we've got Ian H. Sturgis is out there as well on in the kind of the land of the Hugo coverage on that feed. Let's say hello to Amy. They're still having a little bit of trouble with the video, but. Apparently, it's about a third of a metre high. Nathan, how are you doing, sir? Very nice to see you. Third of a metre high for the first category time. Here we go. Presented by Best Fan Artist, presented by Gina Goddard. So, Best Fan Artist. Then that's it, that's next. Isn't it Starship's over next? Oh, man. No. Yes, it is. Oh, excuse the words. Fucking hell. It's not long now. We have Cheryl Morgan saying hi, Farah. So, soon find out the best fan artist. Is that right? Cheryl still, the video is rebooting. So, winner best is Brad W. Foster. The winner is Brad Foster. Now, I don't know Brad Foster, but it'll be congratulations. That guy's just, you know, just done an amazing stuff. Oh, fucking hell, it's where next? Yeah, bugger. Out of the way, to be quite honest. I can just switch this off. I just want to go home. I want to go on the toilet. Loud applause, Mary Robner Quarles says from Atlanta. Loud applause for Brad Foster. Coming from Dave Langford, says he's pleased for Brad. So he's obviously a well-known guy. Oh, man. The heart is beating like a fucking dying rabbit. Do you know what I mean? Cheryl's noticed that Mr. Langford is on, and she says, delighted to have you with us, sir. So, yeah, for Brad Lloyd Penny says, we'll have to check out his work. I think there's a link there. See what it's next call. Yeah, I wonder if there's gonna be a speech for Brad. I wonder if anyone's picking up on Brad's behalf. Is Brad there? Excited for fanzine just a bit. You're telling me. You notice how I was all talky before, and it's all going a little bit pear-shaped for us. How do I keep up talking? Hey, man. swift cup of coffee. Yeah, I'm just going quiet now. I can't help it. Just have to bear with us. Now, I don't know if Sharon Morgan says James Reid's the nominees. Now, I don't know if this is nominees for the best fanzine, or is it still for the fan artist, you know? So we'll have to wait and see. 8:42 down in Melbourne, Australia. Starship Sofa. Sturgis is saying congratulations. Amy, thank you so much. Right, best fan writer. This is the one that I like. Frederick Paul. It'd be lovely to get Frederick Paul to win. You know, I mean, I interviewed him a couple of, about a month ago, and we talked for about an hour. And do you know what I mean? Just amazing guy. Got a comment from Eugene Foster, Starship Sofa. Congrats. Thank you very much, Eugene Foster. Oh! Granted, very well. Come on there, Grant. Grant's had to actually go up and accept it. Way to go, Grant. My God. Well, there we go. Bloody hell. Got our Robin Bradshaw's in Ustream as well. Hello, Robin. My God. Coming from Neil Gaiman. Oh, dear me. Oh, just kind of, I find it bloody hard to read this freaking thing now. You know what I mean? Nominees. A fair pause of the should have put money on that one. Should have put money on it. Fred Paul. Amazing. You know what I mean? I think he's... Is he 93 year old? 93 year old. Bloody hell. Oh, come on, settle down, man. Settle down. Emails are banging in now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Box. Robert Silverberg is accepting for Fred Paul. I'm dropping DMs like a bloody, as if there's no tomorrow. I spoke to Robert Silverberg. I've done an interview with him, and he was, you know what I mean, a lovely guy as well. My God, there he goes. Look at the emails coming in. Fantastic. I'm so, you know what I mean? I know he's won, you know, he's won loads, but it's, you know, to be winning a Hugo Award at 93 is fantastic. Do you know what I mean? Apparently, 90-year-old Mercier, no kid. Oh, wow. Bloody hell. Oh, where does that meme coming from? Peter Watts, yeah. Oh, I think Peter must be there. Bloody hell. So I've just had an email from Peter Watts. Neil Gaiman says, Fred won. Mace, this is awesome. Oh, how do I type? I can't bloody type, man. There's well over 50 in the hall. You know what I mean? I'd just be getting an amazing, you know, appreciation for Fred Paul there. Oh, man, dear. This is one of the happiest days. Wow. Do you know what I mean? When, you know what the funny thing is, though? When we started Starship Sofa, me and Kieran, this award, I think we actually covered the Hugo Awards in a show. This was the whole reason why, you know, like Starship Sofa kicked off to kind of to do everything about, you know, the Hugos and everything surrounding them, you know, and all the kind of writers. And then here, a couple of years later, Starship Sofa's winning the Hugo Award. Wow, man. Unreal. Semi-protein coming up. Come on. It's presented by Bruce Gillespie. This is the one, you know what I mean? We want, who is in it? Ansible, Clark's World, Interzone, Locust, and Weird Tales. I know Jonathan Strand's once Locust, because it was Charles N. Brown's last one. Ansible, yes, he's been a great fan, Dave Langford, but I just love Clark's World. You know, it's kind of these guys are my side of the fence, so. Oh, dear me. The coffee's repeating on us there now. And who is going to be, this must be a nervous time. You know, I've had my time. I'm free. I'm just a happy little chap. Cheryl Morgan's nervous. Oh, that's Cheryl's bloody fact editor over there. Neil's telling me about it. Neil Clark's there as well. Oh, come on, yous two. Let's see yous get this. I would just love Clark's World to get it. Do you know what I mean? I think it's a tough category, that one, mind you. You know, it was all going to be kind of, I was going to stop, wasn't it? But it was thanks to Neil kind of, you know, jumping on saying keep this category open, but it was going to stop because always Locust was winning it. But Locust, my eyes, won it too many times. It's just let the new kids on the block, and Neil and Cheryl down there doing a marvellous job with that. So, oh, yeah. It must be horrible for them. Do you know what I mean? Oh, bloody hell. Who's going to be? 8:50 down there at the Hugo Awards, Melbourne. we'll see how tough this category is, you know, when kind of the winners announced. But like I say, it's probably the toughest one there now. You know, it was all going to be knocked away, but now everyone, you know, since everything online. I should have had money on this bloody. This is the best kind of predictions I've had. Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to try and type in amazing. Can't talk. Oh, man. Just, that's excellent news. Do you know what I mean? That is just amazing news. It deserves it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bloody damn good site. You know, and some dedicated, like, see, the kind of talent they've got working there is just amazing. My emails are just kind of filling up. Cheryl Morgan says she's handed, this is Kevin, hand me her laptop while she reads Neil's acceptance speech off her iPad. That's great. Neil had an actual speech wrote out and he says he's never expected the speech to be read. Well, that's great. What is next? God, bloody. Next one is Best Professional Artist. Did I tell you Starship Sofa has won a Hugo Award? Ah. Amazing. Gee, man. D, you better start getting them book covers changed over so Hugo Award winning. Oh, man. Apologies if it's a little bit quiet. Sometimes I'm just going all. Neil's actually pasted it. I don't know if I'll be able to bloody read this. Neil's pasted. Oh, it's shooting up too. He's pasted in his. Anybody wants to read it out, he's pasted in his acceptance speech. I just, got Grant to do it. Very quiet. He's going very quiet, yeah. Actually, the video is still not working, but hopefully it will get that sorted out. Next one will be the, have I mentioned this already? Professional fan. Who do I want to win? I don't know, I want John, I think it's Picasso, is it? Is that how you pronounce John's name? I would certainly love John to win that. So we'll just have to wait and see again. He'll be as nervous as anything. Oh, no, kiss of death. Sean Tan wins Best Pro Artist. I remember it was Jonathan Strand's friend actually said, he wanted Sean Tan to win. going very quiet. Yeah. Best professional artists were in Bob Eglinton. Actually, we've got a picture by Bob Eglinton in the new... The new Starship Sofas Stories, Volume 2. Oh, damn, it's all that very quiet. I've just removed someone. That's why it's going quiet. Gigs 123, I removed from the chat. I don't know what was going on there. So I've took out Gigs 123. Get rid of that. Right, very quiet. Apologies for that. I'm just sorting out again two things. Edit short form, back to Cheryl. Edit, this is what, come on, for Jonathan Strand. There's actually, it's a tough old category. We have Sheila Williams, Gordon Van Gelder, Jonathan Strand, Stanley Schmidt, and Ellen Datlow. You know, I've got a feeling Ellen Datlow, my, you know what I mean, amazing work she's pushing out, but, and that, you know, that'd be kind of big hugs for Sheila Williams, but just would love Jonathan Strand, you know, distant dismal. You know what I mean? That would be fantastic. The nominees for the best editor. Yes, I've just read them out. That was Mary Robinette Kowal putting them out. Ellen Datlow, Stanley Schmidt. Hooks to Ellen Datlow, who has to rush home due to a family emergency. Oh, what a bloody shame. So, actually, Ellen Datlow was not at the Dragon Con. So, who's going to win? Is it distant dismal? Ellen Datlow. He's missed out again. Anyway. Oh, Jonathan, never mind, sir. Still distant dismal. Ellen Datlow is the winner of short fiction editor. You and like Hassel, you know what I mean? Jonathan will be straight agree. It's an amazing editor. Do you know what I mean? What you can learn from this, that woman, is just, you know, so much. Everyone's saying, Murloff says, many cheers for Ellen. She didn't know she had to leave. I'm so sad to get it. She didn't get a chance to meet. Oh, she must have been at AussieCon then. Maybe not DragonCon. There's a very big cheer for Jonathan Noah. We want to see the results. Oh, I wonder how close actually he was. Oh, Jonathan. Yeah, you can get through it, Jonathan. Go on, lad. You can do it. Don't break down. Right, Murloff, on to the next one. Long form editor, Robert Silverberg's presenting. Who is going to win? Let's see actually who's in. Lou Anders, Ginger Buchanan. Liz Gowanski, Patrick Nielsen Hayden, and Juliet Ullman. Lou Anders for me, I think. I think that's who I will go for. Let's see if I'm the kiss of death. You know, it's getting up. Actually, what doesn't really bother us is the kind of dramatic presentation, short form, long form. You know, I can kind of take them and leave them. Who's going to be the best editor, long form? Would like Lou Anders. Who will it be? Did I tell you Starship Sofas? Just what? Sharon Morgan says, Mr. Silverberg, it's being rude about editors. I'll have a word with him later. Oh, I could give. Honestly, I thought Jonathan would have had a shot of it. You know what I mean? Ellen Datlow, you know what I mean? Oh. Best editor, long form. Mers just put up the nominees there. Best editor long form. Who's going to be? Lou Anders? Mercy, no, this isn't cute. Her editor's Patrick Nielsen Hayden. Looks like, is it Patrick Nielsen Hayden? I think it is. Yes, it looks like. It hasn't actually said a winner, but it's just, I'm picking up that it's, yes, it must be. Patrick Nielsen Hayden has won Best Editor Long Form. There we go. Everyone's still there in the Ustream. Hello, everyone. I'm still here. I'm waffling a little bit now, kind of. I wonder what. I'm forgetting because it's the Peter Watts. That's the one. Do you know what I mean? Best novelette. Peter Watts. Come on. He's down there in Australia as well. Oh, dear. Just typing a little email to Peter Watt. That might be the kiss of death as well. Who is in novelette? Oh, got Rachel Swarovski from Tor, The Island, Peter Watts. Then there's Nicola Griffith. That's the one I've actually played on Starship Sova. Great title, this one, Paul Cornell's One of Our Bastards is Missing. Then Charlie Stroff's Overtime. And then Eugene Foster's Sinner Baker, Fabulous Priest, Red Mask, Black Mask, Gentleman Beast. So we're getting into, Mel Lafferty says, dramatic presentation, short form. So we're on to now best dramatic presentation, and also as well is the best related book coming up in a couple of times as well. Jack Vance, oh, wouldn't that be a fantastic? Jack Vance won that. Now I think he's 93. Getting me ages mixed up there. You wrote my email box. Woohoo! I haven't actually seen the Twitter feed for a while. Mer Lafferty's reading out the nominees. There's three Doctor Who's and there's Dollhouse and Flash Forward. And the winner will be, let me see. Well, my Twitter feed is just, there's loads of congrats. Wow. Man. Still waiting for the nominees, Doctor Who, Dollhouse or Flash Forward. Do you know what I mean? There's a good chance Doctor Who's going to win it because it's got bloody three in there. I emailed Peter Watts back there, and he's got this automatic email response because he's really busy, and it's popped up again. The Waters of Mars, that's the Doctor Who one then, that's the one that's won it. Hugo Ward, Cheryl Morgan says Doctor Who wins again. So next up will be long form, then best graphic story, and then we'll really get into the kind of the meat of the matter. Best related book, best short story, best novelette, best novella, and best novel. So, I wonder how Grant's doing there now. It's, I wonder if Grant actually walks back away with the kind of Hugo Award. Do you know what I mean? Will I even, Granny, on the other side of the world, will I even see it? So, I can't honestly believe that. Do you know what I mean? Say hello to everyone in this sofa Ustream. Hello, everyone! Hello! So we're coming up now to long form, best dramatic presentation, long form, and who have we got in that? Oh, this is the one where Avatar, District 9, Moon, Star Trek, and Up. Moon. Still gonna want Moon. That's who I'm gonna kind of aim for. God, the Twitter feed's just going mad. All these thank yous, I'll have to reply to. Wow. Thank you so much, everybody. Just had an email off Amy there as well. Amy, she's oh, bless her. She says, I'm crying over here. Oh, Amy, you're a star. Thank you so much. So, George R. Martin is presenting Best Dramatic Presentation Long Form. Neil Gaiman says he agreed with the Doctor Who was the best one of last year. So just waiting now to find out which one. I hope it's Moon. Be lovely if it's Moon, because I really enjoyed that film, to be quite honest. Which is, you know, just an amazing film. So we're waiting there. And tense. Words are gone. Is anybody going to listen to this? Me waffling on. Wow. What a day. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to kind of put into words. Is this, I'm hoping this is actually still recording. I'm just going to have a little quick look. Yes, we're still going. 1 hour and 14 minutes we've been recording this show for. Could go on to like a 2 hour show, you know what I mean? It's funny, it's actually been good because the family's out, they're all out, so I've been kind of left alone to do this, which is, you know, it's good as well. And I wonder if actually the family will ask about it, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things going on. Reed's out with Melanie, they've been away for like a kind of camp sort of deal. And you know, they'll be all high as a kite about that, telling us about that. So I don't want to kind of spoil their trumpet, you know, spoil their little bit of thing. So I'll just keep actually quiet about the Hugos and just wait and see. And then I'll throw it up in an argument. You didn't even talk to me about the Hugo win. So we're still waiting. Merle Lafferty says, just give the list of Avatar, District 9, Moon, Star Trek, and Up are the nominees. The winner, come on, the winner is Moon! Oh, there we go. Fantastic. Hugo Awards. We have got sense. Great film. That's a good result. It's a great film. Yes, I think everyone is agreeing there. That's a great film. That's a good. Mary Robinette Quall says, huge cheer in Atlanta. So brilliant news. Someone says on that Con Report I feed that an Avatar sweeps the zillions of dollars for no real awards category. So the next one up is Best Graphic Story. We've got Batman, Whatever Happened to the Crape Crusader. This is written by Neil Gaiman. Captain Britain and MI-13, Volume 3. That's by Paul Cornell. Fable, Volume 12, The Dark Ages. Then we have Girl Genius, Volume 9. And Schlock Mercenary, Long Horseman of the Apocalypse. That's what's up next. Sean Tan is to present the best graphic story. Neil Gaiman says, I'll call Duncan and congratulate him. So this is the one Neil Gaiman's in for. Mary Robinette Carl has put up the nominees. We're just waiting now. I think, I mean, I've never read any of them, you know, so I've no idea. I'm going to root for Neil Gaiman because he was very generous in, he's in Starship Troopers Volume 2. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to look out for that. Just waiting. I mean, Neil Gaiman wins a lot of things, but, you know, it'll mean a lot to him if he wins this one. And actually, you know, Paul Cornell's there as well. We'll just have to wait and see. So there's a Starship Sofa recording this live. Hopefully, I'm going to put this straight onto the feed so everyone can have a listen to it. And did I tell you? Did you know? Just waiting now to find out who has won this category. Best graphic story. The winner is Girl Genius. I'm just trying to look. Volume 9. I don't know any of that, so Neil Gaiman's missed out. Paul Cornell's missed out. Girl Genius. Cheers in Seattle. This is actually a second one for Phil and Keja. Hooray for Agatha. So they've obviously won an award already, or won a Hugo maybe for this best graphic story. Best related book. I've actually read the Jack Vance one as well. I got it straight after I interviewed Jack Vance. Do you know what I mean? And it's a great book. Do you know what I mean? What? And just in the next category, Cheryl Morgan is going to go up and present the best related book. Now, I don't think Jack Vance will be there, do you know what I mean? He's getting on. But Canary Fever reviews that John Clute, Hope in the Mists by Michael Swanick, The Intergalactic Playground by Farrah Melanson, On Joanna Russ, Farrah Melanson, and The Secret Feminist Cabal, Helen Merrick, and This Is Me, Jack Vance. So, we'll just have to wait and see who's going to win. I would love Jack Vance to win. Again, do you know what I mean? It would be fantastic. Yes, he's won a couple of awards, but if you listened to when he was talking, when I interviewed him, do you know, it means just as much now as it did, you know, years gone. So, you know, this is the award in, you know, speculative fiction terms, you know what I mean? The award, and Jack Vance would love it as well. So, Mail Lafferty says, best related work time. Neil Gaiman just said, congrats to Phil and Keja. I know Mail Lafferty's now up on stage getting ready to present this award. And I think, top of my head, Cheryl probably maybe, you know, hoping John Clute gets it there, but we'll wait and see. I know who I want. I keep looking at my inbox there, it keeps flashing how many emails are coming in there. Very quiet time. I can honestly, it's lovely now just being able to sit back, you know, the heart stopped beating and everything, and I'm just kind of chilling now. listen to this. Mary Lafferty starts thanking Mary Robinette Cowell again, because Mary's actually sticking up the list of the nominees. Excuse me there. It must be a bit awkward for Mer and Cheryl, like, you know, when you're doing this live and not on the hoof kind of thing. But Mary's doing it over there from Atlanta, so, or is it Seattle? I'm not too sure. It's America. Here we go then, this is getting close. Everyone's rooting, according to the feed, everyone's rooting for everyone, you know, so it's probably a tough decision to kind of call, but I've got my, this is not like a middle of the road, this is a very biased review and show, you know what I mean, I've got my, who the one I want to win, and it'll be totally fantastic if Jack Vance wins it. You know, you don't know what these people are like, you know, and I'm so kind of lucky and gifted to be able to give me a chance to kind of talk to these people. And, you know, all that time in the business, again, with like Fred Paul, just lovely people, do you know what I mean? Jack Vance! Oh, fantastic. Yes. Oh, that's lovely. That's amazing. Mer Lafferty's just announced the winner is, this is me, Jack Vance. Oh, that's excellent news. You know what I mean? And it'll mean a lot to him. Do you know what I mean? You know, he's over there in California. Do you know, he's 93-year-old. He's blind. He lives with his kind of son in that house. He'll just be over the moon. Do you know what I mean? Over the moon. What a fantastic. Oh, I'm shaking again there now. Wowsy. So next one up is, oh, we're getting up the meaty stuff there now. Best short story, really. This is actually, you know, Starship Troopers, bread and butter. I want Bridegirl, Will McIntosh, is it not McIntosh, McIntosh, that's however you pronounce it. I want Will to win, do you know what I mean? He's a great writer, and I've just actually spoke him a couple of, or emailed him, you know, been chatting on the emails a couple of days ago, and he's got two twins, and he's heavily in that kind of, all the twins, you know, how do you get work done, keep a full-time job and write, but Will's in there. I've got a feeling it's going to be a Clark's World writer that wins. I would like Will, but Kiz Johnson's up there with that Spa, which was a very popular story, and another Clark's World one, non-zero probabilities, you know, so, you know, I can imagine Neil Clark is just rooting for them. He obviously will, you know, it's, he found, or he, you know, put them stories, he accepted them stories. Cory Doctorow, Mer Lafferty says, best short story time, Cory Doctorow is presenting. So, who will it be? Spa, Kiz Johnson, non-zero probabilities, N.K. Jemison, The Moment, Lawrence M. Shawn, Bridegirl, Will McIntosh, and The Bride of Frankenstein, Mike Resnick. Neil Clark there on this feed is getting, it's time to get nervous skiing. Go on, Neil, let's see if you can do it again. Sean Morgan saying, oh yeah, serious nerves. Mary Robinette Cowell's just posted up the nominees. The winner is soon to be announced. Cory Doctorow is announcing it. Who is it going to be? The anticipation. I'm a betting man. I'll say it's going to be a Clark's World story. I'd like it to be Bridegirl, but, you know, who can say? If it's Clark's World, I'm happy as bits, you know what I mean? It'd be an amazing year you know, totally put Clarksville on the map, you know, and do good for everyone. This, you know, like who's in the kind of the internet world, it would be just amazing, you know, even for my show, do you know what I mean? It's all has a knock-on effect, you know, this Clarksville's online. Mo Lafferty says she's just accepting for someone else and she's nervous. Oh, there's the post just dropped. Just the post just come through. So we're still waiting for best short story. If you joined us or just listening in there from Ustream, it won't be much longer there now. Best short story coming up. Then it's another one, the Island Peter Watts, that I want to win. Cory Doctorow must be talking away there because it's still not, the winner hasn't been announced yet. Go on, Will. Well done, sir. Bryce has won the Hugo Award for Best Short Story. Hey, I honestly thought it was going to be a Clarksville one, but that's amazing. Will McIntosh. Is it McIntosh? McIntosh. Will, you've won. That's great news. And actually, he's the only nominee at the convention. So Mike Resnick's not there. Kiss Johnson's not there. None of them. Just Will. Well done, sir. Get there and get your award. Great news. All of that Neil Clark as well. Congrats, Will. Mary Robinette says, love that story, but she's biased. It was a great story. Do you know what I mean? I was so happy to be allowed to play that on the Starship Sofa. Well, we go now. This is a big one for me. You know, I played Peter Watts' story on the show. I played actually Nicola Griffith's story on the show. I know that Larry has narrated, you know, the Cinna Baker fabulous one for Eugene Foster, and it's a great story. One of Our Bastards is Missing, Paul Cornell. I've never actually read that one, so I'm not too sure. And I haven't read the Charlie Stross one. Charlie Stross has been in for Hugo's for loads of times there now. Terry Dowling is presenting Best Novelette. Come on! Get Peter Watts there. Let's see if he can come on. I bet he is nervous now. I'm sure he's actually at the awards as well, which is a great thing. Just checking emails again while Jason Sanford is in the Ustream. Jason, hello, Jason. Very nice to have you on board. So we've got, this is the award for, coming up next is Best Novelette. There was 402 ballots that kind of was picked for this. Mary Robinette Cowell has just pasted up the nominees. The Island, Peter Watts. Who can it be? It was a great story. I actually got a... go! Watts! Fantastic! That was quick! The winner is the Island, Peter Watts. Well done. Oh, this has been a fantastic time. Yeah, Peter. Neil Clark says, yeah, Peter. Amazing. Amazing. Oh, you know, the guy deserves it. Couldn't understand his first novel he had out, or even one of them. And he'll never let us forget it. But that's... Peter's wearing a fencing T-shirt with the slogan, welcome to our squid overlord. Go on. A fetching T-shirt, I should say. Great news. Yeah, for Canadian Peter Watts. Merlap, he says, Peter looks smashing. Oh, that's amazing news. Brilliant. Oh, I've chuffed a bit there. Fantastic. This is the next best novella. We have The Women of Nell Gwynn's Cage Breaker, Vishu and the Cat Circus, Ian MacDonald, Shambling Towards Hiroshima, James Morrow, Pharmacists, Charlie Stross. Could this be another time that Charlie Stross doesn't get a Hugo Award? He must be sick as a chip. The God Engines, Scalzi, and Act One, Nancy Kress. For me now, like I said earlier, Shambling Towards Hiroshima and Act One, I'm drawn between them two. I don't know which one could win. Then we get on to the kind of the final one, the best novel. Did I tell you I've won? You won. How unreal is that? Do you know what I mean? Hey, man. That's just, it's just quite bizarre. Lovely little comment there from Cheryl Morgan saying, Peter thanks Jonathan Strahan for keeping him going during a very difficult year. Best acceptance speech yet. It just must be such an emotional time for Peter Watts, like you say, to go through that hell and back and, you know, and to kind of come out, write that kind of short story and then win a bloody Hugo Award. Do you know what I mean? Wow. How cool is that? Just amazing. You know what's weird is I'm doing all this, you know, I'm kind of winning this Hugo Award and I've got to go and cut the father-in-law's hedge straight after this. Inkhaven, Christy, you're still up there. Bloomin' hell. You must be shat at. Well, we're coming up very close, Christy is. You've had to listen to me for nearly bloody 2 hours. Do you need a bloody help? Need some tablets. She wants Paolo to win for best novel. Right then. Let's see who wins this. Very quiet, very tense. Best novella. Who is going to be the winner? Just waiting to see there now. Is it Nancy Kress, John Scalzi, Charlie Stross, James Morrow, Ian MacDonald, or Cage Breaker? I'm not too sure. Nancy Kress's Act One was in Asimov's. The God Engines was Subterranean. Pharmacist was in Wireless. That was Charlie Stross's collection. Shambles Towards Hiroshima was Tachyon Press. The Vishu and the Cat Circus was Siberia Days, which was Pyre and Galance. And then The Women of Nell Gwynn's Cage Breaker was Subterranean. So we're still waiting for Best Novella. It's coming out live. What a day. What a day. I'll cut father-in-law's hedge with vigour. Oh, dearie me. High's kites. Charlie Stross has won. There you go. First Hugo Award he's ever won, I think. I'm sure it is. Congrats, everyone saying congrats to Charlie. There you go. What a, that must be a great feeling. From like, say, if I'm right in, am I right? Anyone? Is this the first Hugo Award for in a new stream? Is this the first Hugo Award for Charlie Stross? Mel Lafferty says talked to Charlie Stross earlier tonight. Said he was totally not expecting a win. Very cute. David Langford says. Too many deserving folk on that list, but Charlie is a good pick. It looks like it is. It looks like it is the first award. Yep, Neil Gaiman's actually confirmed it. He says Charlie gets a Hugo at last. Brilliant. There we go. Charles Stross won. I didn't actually think he would, mind you, to be quite honest. Jason Sanford said he was thinking Cage Baker would have took it for the prize, best novella. Best novel time, the big one. Kim Stanley Robinson is presenting. Come on, Kim. Had a couple of stories by him as well. I've got a few actually coming up. Bone Shaker, Sheriff Priest, The City in the City, China Mayville, Julian Comstock, Robert Charles Wilson, Pharmacist, Catherine M. Valandier, Wake, Robert J. Sawyer, and The Wind-Up Girl, Paolo Bacigalupi, Nightshade. It's a difficult choice. I definitely want The City in the City to win, but I know, you know, they're all kind of good books. I've never read all of them. You know, I don't know, maybe the, you know, Paolo might snaffle this with his The Wind-Up Girl. You know, I couldn't fault that book at all. It's just, it gets actually just down to personal preference, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? So, I don't know where is Paolo up or out? Is he about? Is he down there in Melbourne? Is he anywhere? I haven't really kind of seen him. We'll just have to wait and see. So we're on to the very final one, the best novel, the best novel. Who will win this? Just very quiet. Mer Lafferty reading, oh, it's actually Mer Lafferty who's reading out the nominees now. Oh, it must be Mer reading them out and What do you call him? Kim Stanley Robinson presenting. Oh no, I've got that wrong. Mer Lafferty's actually said they're reading out the nominees now. So, best novel, the Hugos, the 2010 Hugos, who is going to win? Bone Shaker, The City in the City, Julian Comstock, Pharmacist, Wake, The Wind-Up Girl. Mer Lafferty saying, oh my God, it's a tie? There's a tie? Oh, wait on, who is it then? Come on, tell us, who is it? A tie? Let me know who is the tie. City in the City and The Wind-Up Girl. There you go. Wow, got shivers up the back of my head there. It's a tie for the best novel, City in the City and The Wind-Up Girl. Is, I don't know if Paolo's, I know China's there. So, there you go. Stunned audience, Sharon Morgan says. David Langford says, what a cliffhanger. He's now going to run away and produce Ansible. Lots of thanks to the TechSV, which is a brilliant solution to those deaf twits. Neil Gaiman's actually saying they must now take the clothes off and fight for the Hugo as they did in the olden days. Yes, I'm glad I didn't have to go through that. There you go then. That is the Hugo Awards for 2010. I can't remember them all, but it was a tie for the best novel, Wind-Up Girl, Paolo Bacigalupi, and the city in the city, China Mayville. It was Charlie Stross, palmist for the best novella. It was the amazing Peter Watts for best novelette. Best short story was Will McIntosh, Bridesicle. Best related book was This Is Me, Jack Vance by Subterranean Press. Best graphic story was Girl Genius, Volume 9. Best dramatic presentation long form was Moon, which is amazing. Best dramatic presentation was The Doctor Who, The Waters of Mars. Best editor at long form was Patrick Nielsen Hayden. Best editor at short form was Ellen Datlow. Best professional artist was Sean Tan. Best semi-prozine was Clark's World. Best fan writer, Frederick Paul. Best fanzine, whoa, Starship Sofa. I think it's Brad Foster, best fan artist, and Sian Maguire for John W. Campbell Award. There you go. That is the 2010 Hugo nominees, or the winners of nominees. The hell am I talking about? I'm all mixed up. I'm all decocked, to be quite honest. I am just so happy. Do you know what I mean? What a day. Wow, what a day, what a day, what a day. I'm going to get this feed straight on now up on my server there. Hello, Christy there. Just wrote a nice big couple of letters. Hugo Award-winning podcast Starship. So didn't that sound nice? Well done, Tony, everyone. Thank you, honestly. Thank you for doing this Ustream with us, been keeping us company. It's been lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's been amazing. I am actually rather pleased with myself. Well, you know, me. Is it me? Is it what? It's everyone. You know, that's what the beauty of Starship Sova. Do you know what I mean? It's just fantastic. Everyone helps, you know what I mean? Couldn't have done it without Amy, you know, Jim, everyone who kind of chips in and helps. It's just an amazing time. I kind of name these all now because I'm all the cock, to be quite honest. But I'm going to end this show now. I'm going to keep the Ustream going, but I'm going to stop recording and get this show online. So, from a happy, happy, happy Starship Sova, I would just like to say fucking good night from me!
Will our heroes survive this terrible ordeal? Can they win through with their integrity unscathed? Can they escape without completely compromising their honor and artistic judgment? Tune in next week for the next exciting installment of
Starship Sofa. Evacuation procedure initiated. Shuttle set for launch. Airlock will be opened in 3, 2, 1.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.